It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Welcome to another CSE Sports Journal segment on this January 13th. Tonight, we're going to get a focus on several different sports, including a couple that we haven't heard from in a while, wrestling and track. The Chadron State wrestling team has been wrestling with COVID issues this year, but finally, it appears ready to hit the mats, and that is great news. The Eagle wrestlers have a huge season-opening duel on a trip to number 2 at Nebraska Kearney, a former rival from the RMAC days and one of the best teams perennially in the nation. Tickets for 100 fans for Saturday's event did go on sale this morning. Chadron State has 6 starting wrestlers back for this season, including national qualifier Tate Allison. Eagle Track and Field begins its indoor season on Saturday at the Wayne State Indoor Classic. The schedule will get pretty heavy as long as COVID-19 stays out of the way moving forward for Track and Field 2. CSE is booked for meets the next 5 weekends and then the RMAC Championships on February 20th in Spearfish. More tough news for the CSE basketball squads today. The Eagle women will not face Western Colorado or Fort Lewis this weekend because of COVID-19 protocols. It will be the 5th and 6th games postponed, and the second time the combination of Western and Fort Lewis will not be played. The schools were supposed to meet on RMAC opening weekend as well back in December. The next time the Chadron State women are scheduled to take the courts, a couple of different game nights, Tuesday next week against arch rival Black Hills State here in Chadron, then Thursday at South Dakota Mines, those of course COVID protocol pending. We learned early in the week that Fort Lewis is still dealing with quarantine requirements on its men's basketball side, and that forced the postponement of Saturday night's game at Chadron State. But the good news is the men's game with the Mountaineers of Western Colorado still on for the Eagles on Friday night, 7:30 tip time as of right now. That could change, though, because the women are not playing. I'll have your broadcast on WQ Country 97.5. And CSC Volleyball is back on the courts and practicing for its season opener later this month. The Eagles will be on the road January 22nd in Colorado Springs to face UCCS at 11 o'clock in the morning. Then they'll take a short break before taking on Westminster College at 3 o'clock. It's just one example of a very unique volleyball schedule this year. Double headers, pod-style scheduling with 3 schools in one site. Other games and matches will be traditional school versus school in a 5-set setting. So we'll see how the volleyball season plays out, but a fall sport transferring over into the winter and spring months volleyball getting going in competition very soon. And Chadron State will play its first home volleyball matches in February on the 6th, a Saturday. They'll take on CSU Pueblo late in the morning, and then the Eagles play Colorado Mesa later that same day at 5 o'clock in the Chicoine Center. As of right now, fans are not allowed at any CSC games because the campus does remain closed to the public. I'll visit with you again next week with the latest from CSC Athletics on the Journal. Stay tuned every Wednesday night for interviews and updates from across the CSC sports landscape.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.